When Chelsea Roberts was deciding where to send her son to high school, she did her homework. For her, the most important thing was finding a school where her son would succeed.
I don't ever want to set my baby up to fail, ever. And if that means that I have to go to a different school, move to a different district, then that's what I'll do.
In part, that meant looking at high school test scores. And for the magnet school where her son ended up, she liked what she saw on the Ohio Department of Education website.
Their math scores were astronomical. Reading was phenomenal. Everything was on the rise.
But for her younger children, her school selection process was different. She didn't put academics on the back burner.
But I wanted my children to be safe and nurtured and cared for. I wanted them to know that, yes, you will learn, but yes, you are loved.
That's the kind of information you won't find on the report cards the Ohio Department of Education puts out. When State Impact Ohio asked parents what information they would use to evaluate local schools, they mentioned things like whether children are happy at school, if they feel safe, if they feel like teachers care about them. They talked about academics. But they also wanted to know if schools prepare kids to go to college or get good jobs. But these areas that parents told us are important are not the things that policymakers in Columbus grade schools on. Irene Pallas is a professor of sociology and education at Columbia University's Teachers College. I asked him about the difference between how parents grade schools and how the state grades schools.
Most parents want a school setting for their children that will allow children to grow and develop in all the ways that we think might be important. And over the past two decades, I think policymakers have become increasingly concerned with a more narrow conception of what schooling is about.
That basically means focusing on whether students can read, write, and do math. Pallas says that's partly a result of the No Child Left Behind Act. But it's also part of a more general push to make sure American kids can compete with their peers internationally. So in Ohio and other states, governments grade schools largely by applying formulas to student test score data. They end up with a series of state grades that might be helpful to policymakers and school superintendents trying to manage schools, but aren't always as helpful to parents. As Pallas describes the typical school report card system,
it's way too complicated, and no one really understands it.
But here's the thing. The Ohio Department of Education does actually collect much of the information parents look for. If you poke around enough on the state website, you can find school safety data. The state tracks how well schools prepare kids for college. And the Ohio Department of Education spent part of its federal Race to the Top grant to conduct surveys that ask students and teachers how they feel about their schools. But that information doesn't show up on school report cards. And in the case of the school surveys, the Pearson Foundation, which was paid by the state to conduct the surveys, told us we could not see any information about individual schools. The spokesperson said that information is confidential. For State Impact Ohio, I'm Molly Bloom.